you know, Eric, you're here today. I'm yes. here. We're chatting. And as happy as I am to welcome you back.
Yes.
I know that we also have some news to share.
Yes, we have some news, which, you know, I'm sorry to say for some people might feel a bit abrupt, but I think it, you know, reflects like a reality of kind of like where we are. Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is For Colored Nerds,
the weekly show where we peel back the layers of Black culture that we rarely discuss in mixed company.
Dum-da-da-dum, the rumors are true. I am back. This week, Brittany and I are reuniting to catch up, reflect, and introduce two very big announcements for the show.
Yes, and we do mean big announcements. So stay tuned. We have a lot to catch up on.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, I've had a lot of guests on the show recently, but you all as listeners may have noticed a lack of a certain presence behind the microphone as of recent. So I'm going to welcome today's guest, who's not really a guest.
Welcome you back to my own house.
Yes.
No, thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time.
It's been like 2.5 months.
Yeah, it's been at least 2.5 months.
This is the first time we've been together. We recorded together in a while because Eric has been on family leave because of the yes. new addition, the new little bundle of joy that just arrived. So, Eric, mm-hmm. tell us all about what is it like being a parent of two children?
It's tiring. I think that's the part everybody knows. That's the non-secret. Yeah. So my daughter, Juniper Rose Eddings, she was born not too long ago, June baby, as you know, you might have surmised from the name. She is amazing. She's perfect right now. Today, she's about, you know, 9 weeks old. And yeah, she's just like come and changed my wow. whole world.
9 weeks. Wow.
Yeah. But honestly, it's been really amazing. Like it's been 2.5 months. I've been really trying to like take leave, if that makes sense. I know it seems like such a crazy thing, but the first, like when Eve was born, when my first daughter was born, I got a month. Like literally, like I think 4 weeks. And then I had to go back to work. And it was such a hard transition. And what's been amazing is like as hard as kind of it has been, it's been really great because like you do so much prep, just getting your life together to receive somebody. And you never know where it's going to be like. And it's just been so much better than, you know, I even thought it was going to be. It's like, you know, it's just a nice time to like be in service to someone. You know, it's like just having to like knowing this person can't do anything. They just need help no matter how where they are, how they're doing, how difficult she can be at times. She just needs like love and support. And so to take months of committing yourself to that type of love and support in partnership with another person, in this case, a big sister, Eve, you know?
Yeah.
It's been really dope. I ain't seen nobody. And I've, you know, strangely been really, really like happy about that.
That is wonderful. I mean, I will say, not to rag on you too much, you generally do, as a tourist, enjoy not seeing people and being happy about it.
But
you actually have been around somebody, just like your new best friend.
Yeah, it's been such an education. Just like, I thought, you know, I mean, you know me, I try to come into most things confident. Considering the fact that, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, I've done, Eve raised her.
Remember.
She's 7 years old, cooking, doing great. I was like, I'm about to kill this shit. And the thing about it is when you get older, you get older.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the things are harder. And wow. Yeah. Like, I think that that part of parenting has been the shift. But even then, it's like, you know what? This is what it is now. And I think that's, I don't know, it's cool. It's cool. I'm in a very mellow state of mind.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm really glad that you've had so much time to be able to actually like enjoy this period, because like you said, it's something you didn't have before. And it's something like most people in this country don't get. It's interesting to hear you having had two versions of this experience. One with not as much time as you would have liked, and another with a lot more time than you had before. I remember before you left for leave, you were trying to come back. I was like, don't come back. I was like,
I'll be back. You know, I'll just be popping in and out.
You were like, I'm just going to come back. I was like, I don't know. I also told you, you were like, I've had a child before. And I was like, I know, but you are, I did tell you, you didn't like when I told you this, but I was like, you're older. I don't have kids, but I think sometimes when my friends who have had children at a younger age than whenever I will assume that they're tired because they already have a kid or something like that.
Yeah.
But like, no, I can tell you from having no children that I am just tired for no reason because I just am getting older. Yeah, exactly. So you're like, I'm about to snap back. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, at 34, I don't have the same energy that I had at 28, 29. But it's good that you had the time then, because, you know, that gives you, you know, you're not having to immediately like on so little sleep.
Yeah.
And with so much attention on this new person, mm-hmm. you're not having to immediately have to like snap back into being like in the grind again. You're kind of, it seems like you are slowly reintegrating yourself into society.
I'm usually all or nothing. And so like, I really am trying to change up that. And it's been nice. It's been nice. And I mean, to your point before, like our society needs to figure out a way to provide more paid leave to everyone. What I'm realizing now is like, oh, I'm like, oh, this is generous. I'm like, no. I'm getting what is essential. Mm-hmm. And before, I was just having to figure out how to do it with less. And like, you know, no one should have to do that. Anyway, it's been a lot. I have missed a little bit of work, but more so just missed thinking. You know, when I talk to Juniper, she does not talk back. Yeah. And so it's nice to be in an environment where like, you know, conversation is possible. So yeah, but how have you been? You've been holding it down. Thank you so much, seriously, for holding down the space. There's been some great episodes.
Thank you. Me and Alexis, shout out Alexis, our producer. I've been pretty good. I mean, you were there. I got married. And so
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun.
I was in New York for like a day, actually. It was like 2 days. But seriously, it was the best short trip I think I've had in a long time.
I'm so glad.
It's just something when you go to a good party. Like, we were there for a good reason. And then everybody was feeling good. We had right amount of food, right amount of drinks, right?
I'll tell you what, drinks, I will say, y'all was drinking. People was drinking.
I was about to say, okay. I don't really know what that bill was.
The bill was, I'll say, triple, quadruple.
Oh, shit.
We had paid for open bar and people were like, bet, say no more.
I mean, I know I had a good time. I don't really drink like that. And I know I had a good time. So,
like, it was in the middle of the day. And I think, like, for many people coming to New York and being in a situation where they didn't have to drive, they were like, oh, I don't got to drive.
Yep.
People were like,
pass me another.
Exactly. But no, it was so, it was really fun. And it was like, I knew it was going to be fun, but it was like even more fun than I thought it was going to be. And I was really glad that we did it. So I'm married now, which is cool. And you know what? You know, I've just been doing me a little of this, a little of that, working, doing some other things. It's been fun. I've been editing some other people's podcasts.
Something tells me you've been doing a little bit more. But, you know, maybe we'll get to that.
Yeah, we can get to that. But you know what? Honestly, you really want to know? Man, freelancing last year whipped my ass. Like, completely. Yeah. I think I just was so nervous about what was going to happen next. And also, too, like, I'm not saying podcasting is a sham industry. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that if someone was like, oh, if I were like, what do you do? And they're like, oh, I'm a plumber. I can immediately tell you what a plumber is. You know what I'm saying? I can immediately tell you what that is.
It's clear.
Podcast host is so nebulous. That could be eight things. Like, me and Joe Rogan have technically the same job. That's not real. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know that, like, we're just, it's such a new industry that, like, all the titles, I think, and sort of like the pathways are still being worked out. But like, you know, working last year was just like, what is going on? Like, what am I doing? Like, I was just saying yes to everything. And I was just like completely like broken down. But this year I've been actually like managing things a little bit more smoothly. And so, you know, I was actually able to like enjoy myself. I went to New Orleans for a very short, like 3-4 day honeymoon, which was amazing. And oh, also, you really want to know what I've been up to? I told you about this yesterday. I just want to let everybody know. Free promo for Bad Bunny. I went to the Bad Bunny concert the other day, and it was like one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my entire life. I'm so changed. I can only imagine how significant it was for like Caribbean people, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, because there was like also Romeo Santos. There was like Romeo Santos, bachata superstar, like showed up at the Yankee Stadium show that I went to for Bad Bunny. And just like people from the Bronx, like I was crying at certain points. And like I can understand Spanish most of the time if somebody is talking to me, like, but like, you know, when you're in the stadium and like the sound is reverberating, I could only catch like a, like here and there what was being said. Like, and still I felt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like,
you felt the moment.
I felt the moment. Like, music is the universal language. That's in me always. I'm just like, music touches where words cannot. So many like Black and Brown people on stage. Like, it was a celebration of like hip hop. It was just so, it was like, I just felt it. It was the first big concert that I've been to like since the pandemic started. And it was really cool to like, I like forgot what it was like to be in that kind of environment. Go see Bad Bunny if you get the chance. And also Beyonce, girl, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready for that one. I am married to a Beyonce fan. And she tells me about, I think she's seen her twice. There's one of them, she met her. And so I hear about that.
Wow.
Ooh. Once every other week?
Yeah. So I would do that too if I were her.
I'm ready. I'm excited. I've also never been. So I'm excited to take in, seen on TV. Now it's time.
How does Juniper feel about Renaissance? What's her favorite song on Renaissance?
Juniper is not as much of a fan of Renaissance.
Yet.
Just because every time I usually play it on walks, I'm a whole body baby walker. So I like to move the stroller.
I've seen that.
As we like do it. So when I'm doing that, she's like, nigga. Or she's just like, why are we not just walking? Like, can we just walk and listen to the music? I'm like, nah, you gotta do the thing. I'm in the street. So anyway, I like Heated. I like America Has a Problem a lot. I like Cuff It, Honey. Yeah, I liked a lot of the big ones. It's honestly the one of the last like No Skips. I'm trying to think of the last No Skips album I really heard. Like, there's even the songs that I'm not a fan of are not bad. Like, you listen.
No, there's not a single bad song on the album.
She put a good one out.
So shout out Beyonce. But you know, we're gathered here today.
Yes, it's interesting that she phrased it like that.
Oh my gosh,
Jesus.
No, I don't mean put it like that. People also say that at weddings, though.
Yes. Okay. True. Very true.
But yeah, no, you know, Eric, you're here today. I'm here. We're chatting. And as happy as I am to welcome you back.
Yes.
I know that we also have some news to share.
Yes, we have some news, which, you know, I'm sorry to say for some people might feel a bit abrupt, but I think it, you know, reflects like a reality of kind of like where we are.
Yeah.
and that's not a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. But the news that we have to share is that For Colored Nerds is going to be winding down for good this time.
Yeah. So it is abrupt, but it's not so abrupt that today is the last episode.
Yes. No, not like right now.
But in the coming weeks.
Yes. We've been through some versions of just like work and podcast work. So I feel like we should talk a bit about like, you know, kind of why we're doing that and like why now.
For starters, when Eric and I started For Colored Nerds, I was 26, Eric was 27, and now I'm 34, and Eric's 36.
Yes.
And we were actually, funnily enough, as we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's been a fantastic run between both versions of For Colored Nerds, the Nod podcast, the Nod Quibi show. We have had the opportunity to explore Black culture through so many different versions and permutations. And it's been consistent for the past 8 years. That's incredible.
It's nuts.
Funnily enough, like I think we actually sat down to record our first episode together in September of 2014, which is literally 8 years ago this month, right? So it's like a real full circle, you know, moment. In that time, we've been able to grow so much as creators, but also we've grown a lot as people. Yeah. And Eric is, you know, a father of two and a husband. Yeah. And I have a husband, which is so interesting. Our lives have changed a lot and we are ready to move on to next steps that more suit the lifestyle that like the lifestyles that we have now than constantly having two jobs.
The reality of this show is it is a labor of love. It is a labor of love. Like I truly enjoy every part of it, but it is labor. It is labor. And as we've gotten older, I think we have both, especially the past few years, you know, we went through some stuff with that company, you know, and then hell, we went through some stuff with another one. But coming out of that, you know, I think it was important to both of us to begin doing what I think a lot of people are doing now, which is work on the terms that feel like they're supportive of the life and the life that we have and the life that we want. And I think like making this show has been amazing. It's been amazing, supporting me so much. But I'm nervous about the sacrifices that I'll need to keep making the show in the way that we're making it. And I think for me, that's a big reason of why like right now feels like a good time. You know, just to what I was speaking to earlier, like I have two kids now. So it's crazy to say that out loud. I have two kids now. Two jobs feels like too much. I wasn't even trying to do a thing there. But like, I need one job to make sure that I can give the focus that like I want to Juniper, to Eve. Because yeah, I can't, you know, when I was 28, Eve would come with me to the office. And I'm not trying to be down bad like that on the weekends of having, you know, a toddler there working with me. We don't have to do that. So yeah, I don't know. That's a big part of the reason for me, I think. But it feels good, strangely. I'm not sad.
No, I'm not sad. And also, like, we're actually able to finish on our own terms, which last time we had a show. Things didn't go like that. But yeah, no, we're actually able to finish on our own terms and to be able to tell you all ourselves and to also be able to tell you with enough notice so that you can really savor, you know, the last few episodes that we're going to put out. But yeah, I totally agree. I mean, during lockdown, I'd say lockdown, like when it was first supposed to just be quote unquote, like 2 to 3 weeks or whatever, we ended up really enjoying how much time we got to spend together. And even like outside of like my romantic relationship, between when we were working at Gimlet and working on For Colored Nerds at the same time, or even back when I used to have a full-time like corporate job and also was working on For Colored Nerds at the same time, it was just a lot. Like I didn't really have that much time to put into myself, put into my other relationships and friendships. I really appreciate all my friends that have like stuck with me over the years, because there are like group trips, birthday parties, weddings, bachelorettes. There's so many things that I've missed over the years from working all of the time. As you get beyond 30, if you have not had the privilege yet to reach that age, you just be slowing down for no reason. So like, as I see like my energy levels, you know, slightly diminishing, and I see what a boon it's been for me, my happiness, my personal life, to be able to actually like have the time to invest in the people around me in a way that I hadn't had the ability to over the past 5 to 8 years, it's really got me thinking differently about, you know, how I want to build my life. I also am really keen to like have just one job. I love freelancing. Don't get me wrong. But another issue that our whole country has is like with the health insurance thing and all this and that and the third. The mental load of freelancing for the past 2.5 years, like it's just a lot to juggle this show and then also whatever other 3 to 6 projects I'll also be on at the exact same time. And so as much as I like love this, I want it to be done right. And I want it to be done in a way that both of us are joyful about coming. And we have been able to maintain that all this time. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, you know what they say, like,
quit while you're ahead.
Get out on top. The getting's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. You know what I'm saying? Come out on top.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We originally started this podcast as like a way to spend time together as friends and also to like get our voices out there. And I think that we've accomplished those two goals.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, to your earlier point, I think of the things that I am sad about, I think that is actually one of the few things that I'm sad that we will miss. I think, to your point, like I know myself, I've been so just like, I'm bad at communication, period. As any person.
Now that's one thing that hasn't changed. I have to say that hasn't changed.
That's been a consistent thread throughout life. No, but I think this has been one of the things that has kind of like forced a degree of accountability to like, you know, friendship and relationships that has been really, really nice. And so I think I'm excited that it'll, you know, not working on the show will free up a lot more space to do that with a lot of my other relationships. Mm-hmm. But I am sad that, you know, we won't get to do this as often.
I know. I'm not going to see your face, your scowling face on Zoom four to five days a week.
You know, that's tough. What we need to opine on, you know.
That is what we need. That actually is. That's what we need to opine on. But yeah, no, I'm really grateful that we have had this record of it's a very specific period in one's life, like going from young adulthood to like, I would say like sort of like solid adulthood. Mm. Like now I would definitely call myself an adult. So funny, our very first episode, we talked about whether or not we consider ourselves adults. And now I absolutely would. A lot of things in your life have changed since then. Yeah. But like a lot of like classic markers of adulthood, aside from getting married, which like I did get married, but like, the way you're picturing it, if you're thinking about it, like it didn't look like what you're thinking. There was pizza there. It was in a bar. Like whatever you're thinking happens at a wedding, like it wasn't that. But many aspects of my life are very similar to how they were 7-8 years ago. But I regard myself differently. Like I actually feel like I have enough like knowledge. I have like a smidge of wisdom, and I have like confidence in my own decision making and like in my own choices that I didn't have 7-8 years ago. So like, it'll be amazing, I think, in another 5, 10, 20 years to be able to have this to look back on. And even like, you know, as I don't know, you have kids, so you might be freaked out by me saying this, let me know. But it seems like this would also be a really cool thing to share with them. You know what I'm saying? If they're even interested. By the time they get older, they might be like, child, I'm so tired of listening to you. Like, girl, mom, I don't hear from you anymore. I've heard enough. But yeah, it seems like nice to have for them.
So we talk a lot about how we think about the show and, you know, like what it's brought us. I'm curious, like, what would you say to the audience? Like, if you had to say something to the audience about like I guess, like, leaving or, like, what it's been, like, producing the show, like, with the content, all that stuff? Like, what would your message be to the listeners?
First of all, thank you for listening. Whether this is your first week or your 250th, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all just sticking with us all this time. Because we would not have been able to make all of these shifts and changes were it not for you. Also, just I hope that people know that we always have you in mind. Obviously, we make the show for ourselves and we want to pursue conversations and topics that are interesting to us. But we're always thinking about putting something out that is going to, like, even if it's something that doesn't necessarily feel good, right? Like, some of the topics that we've talked about on the show are not feel good topics, but we've done it because a bunch of them. Yeah. We always wanted to share with you things that we felt like were important and things and, like, knowledge that we thought would, if not improve your life or entertain you, that would add clarity to your life. So yeah, I mean, you know, we're grateful, but also, like, I mean, I'm so grateful. I can't express it enough. But also, please know that, like, we are sad to be leaving you, you know, but also, like, we always, always, always have made everything with you all in mind. So thank you so much. What about you?
I would second all the things you said. The other thing I would say is, like, I appreciate how much folks have supported, like, our approach. You know what I'm saying? Like, if like, I think, you know, it's a lot of people out here with takes.
you know, with thoughts. A lot of people are thinking.
A lot of people have thoughts and opinions, and they share them. And, you know, I think it means a lot to me that, like, people have supported the, like, specific way we look at us, at Black people, at the Black community, at, like, what affects us, what's important to us, what we love, what we, you know, what makes us sad. I think we have a way of looking at that that has felt different and unique. And it's meant so much to have the community that exists within, you know, the folks who have listened and just even once said, like, I rock with this, or this made me think, or this, like, pushed me in a different direction. So I would just want to say thank you for that. And I also, just as someone who works in, you know, in not content production, but, like, who works in, you know, the, I guess, the business or the industry, continue to demand that complexity and that, like, nuance. Just continue to ask for it. It helps.
it definitely helps. The other thing I'll say, it's so interesting. There's a lot of, like, I feel like Black podcasts that are of our same generation, I would say, like, people who came out, like, started working together around that same sort of, like, 2012 to 2014 era that have been ending this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, a lot of people have, like, sort of, like, ended or on some sort of pause. And these are shows and duos that I really enjoyed, and I love their work. And if they want to come back, then I'm excited for them to come back. But I also just want to say that, like, there are so many people now who are, like, new to podcasting, new to the game. Some people are younger. Some people are just sort of just getting into, like, audio. But regardless, there's like, more Black culture content out there podcasting-wise than ever. So just because this show is ending, don't mean you have to stop.
There's so many
so much out there.
Other good things to consume that, like, talk about us and deal with us. Oh my God, it's exciting. They're like, you know, you can still be busy.
You can still be busy. There are plenty of other. Part of me is like, we'll give you all a list.
We definitely will. Before we ramble on too much, I think we should talk about what's coming next for us. Because as much as For Colored Nerds is going away, I would say, like, we, quote unquote, or maybe more so, you are not.
I am not. I mean, you're not going away either.
I mean, I'm not, like, going, you know, I'm not going away. I'm not, like, moving. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be publishing a show. But interesting, that's an interesting thing to say, that I'm not going to be publishing a show. That would seem to indicate that someone else might be.
I am. So this is surprise number two. I'm going to be taking over as the new host of It's Been a Minute on NPR.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yay. I'm really, really excited. I'm really, really excited about this job. It's Been a Minute isn't just a podcast. It's also a nationally syndicated radio program that airs on weekends at a lot of NPR local member stations. So you can like check your local listings to find that. But it's a podcast and it airs like on the radio, which is so wild. I'm really excited. Yeah. It's going to be like a whole new thing.
So for people who might not have heard of It's Been a Minute, tell us just a tiny bit about the show and, you know, what you hope to bring to it.
So It's Been a Minute. It was started by, and it used to be hosted by, a former NPR host, Sam Sanders, who many of you may know from NPR from his days as like a politics journalist and also maybe as the host of this show. But It's Been a Minute is a weekly podcast / nationally syndicated radio show that airs on many local NPR member stations. So check your local listings if you want to listen. But it's also a podcast, and it's a pop culture kind of / current events podcast that comes out every week. I'm going to talk to people who are out there like making things and doing things. I'm also going to talk to so many smart people who are writing about and analyzing the things that other people are out there doing and making. So I'm going to talk to like journalists and commentators and writers and thinkers, in addition to artists and authors and athletes and filmmakers and singers. So yeah, there's going to be like, it's going to be a little bit of some of the stuff that you've heard me do in the past with regard to pop culture, but it's just going to be like more expansive and bigger and longer. Episodes are an hour long. It'll be longer. It's going to be like mostly pop culture, some news, some current events, some roundtables, studio interviews. I'm going to talk to some interesting people. You know, you ask what I will bring to the show. I'm on the journey as well. Don't, we will find
don't
out.
Don't do it no, like that. First off, not, you, you
no, no,
are
no. I know I'll bring myself to the show, but I'm talking about what is it going to sound like. That is in development. We are developing some things. But no, it's going to be a lot of fun. You should definitely check it out. I'm really happy to be taking over the reins. There have been some really amazing guest hosts for the show, like for the past like 4 to 6 months after Sam left. But I'm really, really excited to start publishing episodes with me as the host, the new permanent host, on Friday, October 7th, which is
that
very
is
soon.
Right around the corner.
It is right. I'll tell you what, that show will be starting before this one ends. It's coming up.
I mean, I've said this to you before, but honestly, I'm so like proud. Congratulations. Like, obviously, I'm not your dad or anything, but I'm proud just because it's been cool to be on the journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then also see, you know, where it is progressing to. I think it's a, you know, you are going to really excel, and I'm excited to see what you do with the space. I think there will be a lot of things that you do with it. I think if you've listened to this show, you know that, you know, you're interested in specific things. You have
yes.
ways of talking about stuff and talking to people that I think a lot
I
of
do
folks
have
will
ways.
Love. So I'm excited to tune in.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to it. We've started to plan some really fun and interesting stuff for the listeners on It's Been a Minute. So I'm excited to actually like get started. But yeah, I mean, of course, as thrilling as all of this is, I am going to miss this show. I'm going to miss this space. I, as you know, Eric, cannot help but be myself.
I've tried.
I mean, would but I would. I know you tried. Many others have tried also and failed. And so I will, like, obviously still be myself on NPR, but it's never going to be quite the same, you know what I'm saying, as this show and the work that we've done together.
Yes.
Having the rapport with a friend.
Special. It's exciting to see you kind of take all the things that, you know, we have strangely learned almost all the way together and really just like build on top of that and like turn into like a completely new thing. I think it's really cool. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm sad. But you know what? It's, you know, that is life. Life is about transition. Life is about change. I hate change. But I think that the only thing that is happening is I think I'm getting more confident in like what the other side of change is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's been an interesting thing. I think, yeah, change is still hard. I'm still terrified of it, but like, it'll be all right.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, it's going to be fine. And like, the thing is, it also, if it's not fine, that also is like not permanent.
Yeah.
That's usually my thing is I'm just like, it'll work itself out.
We should tell folks again. So I know this has been real big last episode energy, but this is not our last episode, y'all. We are going to squeeze every last little bit of the For Colored Nerds experience out of this show. We will be airing our final episode on November 1st.
Wow.
Tuesday, November 1st.
Wow.
So, you know, be sure to keep rocking with us until then. Keep listening because we got some really cool stuff, especially now that I'm, you know, kind of back. I got ideas too. I got stuff to talk about.
Yes.
And stick around before y'all bail so you can hear the last few things that I have to say.
Yeah, just keep tuning in. We will be giving you an episode every Tuesday through Tuesday, November 1st. Keep listening and keep in touch. And also, you know, look, Eric and I are going to be, you know, going down memory lane for the next month or two. So as you have and remember your favorite moments from the show, let us know on social media. You can find us on Twitter and you can find us on Instagram at Four Colored Nerds, spelled how it sounds. We'd love to hear any reflections that you have from the past. Like, I mean, it could be For Colored Nerds. It could be The Knot. It could be the movie show if you saw it. It could be anything that you want to share with us. But yeah, if you have any special moments, anything that you want to share with us about your reflections or memories of the journey for the past 8 years, let us know. We would love to hear. We're in a sappy mood for the next
next couple months.
8 to 12 weeks. So hit us up. But otherwise, we will see you next Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
Well, this is not the end of the show. So we'll see you next Tuesday. And I just realized what that spells out. That's not what I meant. But we'll see you next Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Different show.
Different show.
Different show. No, thanks, y'all. We will talk to y'all real soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
For Colored Nerds was created by me, Eric Eddings, and Brittany Luce. It's supported by a production team at Stitcher, including producer Alexis Williams, story editor Gianna Palmer, social producer Elise Ellis, and engineer Marcus Hamm. Our theme music is by Willie Green. And look, y'all, we love hearing from you so, so much. So please shout us out on Instagram at For Colored Nerds, on Twitter at For Colored Nerds. You can find us everywhere at For Colored Nerds. And tell your friends too. We love it also when we're like, yo, my homie, cousin, best friend told me to listen to this episode and it was bomb. And then I subscribed. That's like my favorite song. So please do your community a favor. And share an episode and tell us which one it was.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.